And we are back, the Morning Show Mountain Home Radio. No line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's right now. Stop on by, get yourself something to eat or drink as you make your way to work this morning. And they've got two new item menus. I got the chance to sample one of them yesterday, and I sampled the other one this morning. And, well, it's terrible having Hardee's right across the street. They've got what they call a hot cakes, either a hot cake sandwich or a hot cake platter. Some pancakes wrapped around a sausage and an egg. Oh my word, that was delicious. The hot cakes platter. It's your standard breakfast platter, so that's always good wherever you go. Mm-hmm. I tried the cinnamon roll this morning. I love myself a good cinnamon roll.
My weakness.
Well, let's just say that I was planning on having a bite before the show started, and I'm going to have to go over there and purchase another one here shortly.
Because it's gone.
I may not, because I purchased two this morning, but Robert hasn't shown up yet. So if we don't tell him that I bought one for him, he'll never know that I ate it for him, too.
There you go.
So stop on by, check it out over there, Hardee's. All kinds of great food over there available. I've got Seal Gusecki, Master Gardener Extraordinaire, here in the studio with me this morning. And Seal, the very first thing that I want to start off with is a whole bunch of people from across the United States have gotten seeds in the mail from an unidentified source, or they all trace back to China, depending on which piece of news you want to read.
Well, wherever they're from, you don't want to plant anything you don't know.
Exactly.
If you didn't order the seed and it isn't a sample with marked by the company and all that kind of stuff, don't plant it.
Yep.
Any of these that are coming in, they're asking you to give them a call and turn them in. The Arkansas Plant Industries Division, their phone number is 501-225-1598.
Yep.
And they'd be glad to talk to you if you get something like that. Mm-hmm. Just because you might recognize the seed doesn't mean that it is going to do exactly what you said.
Exactly.
With all the hybridizing and genetic engineering that goes into some of these things now, you don't know what you're planting, and something there could turn into something invasive or counterproductive.
Yep. Well, we've seen the kudzu infestation across the state.
Exactly. I mean,
that's a great example.
It's a wonderful example, and you don't want to start something like that. So whatever you do, don't plant them. Talk to these folks about whether they want them, or they'll tell you how to properly dispose of them.
Yep.
You just don't want to throw them in the trash as well,
because
they will grow.
Yes, the next big thing is don't just toss them out. If you've got those seeds, make sure they are disposed of properly. And we do have some numbers to call to get some information on how to do that.
501-225-1598.
So if you've gotten that package in the mail, you don't know what it is, even if it has your name, your address, and all that other personal information correct, if you didn't order it, you don't know what it is, and it's a bunch of seeds, call somebody, because it could be another invasive species that we're trying to propagate in the area that we don't need in our area.
Right, and you can also talk to Brad over at the Extension office at 425-2335.
I'd forgotten about the resource right in our backyard.
Absolutely. So give him a call if you're really unsure what to do, and go over there, and he'll take care of you.
Well, now, can you take the seeds to Brad if you have gotten those over there? Do you know?
It wouldn't hurt. I'm sure he'd accept them for you.
He'd accept them for you? Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So, I had forgotten all about that great resource that we have right here in our backyard.
Oh, he does a lot of good work in the community, and he does more than cattle ranching.
Okay? Well, and the things that he does are really widely varied, and hats off to anybody that sits in his seat, because I've seen some of the duties they have, and it's interesting.
Oh, yeah, he's quite diverse.
Very good, very good word for that. Diverse set of duties for him over there. So, speaking of diverse set of duties, the Master Gardeners have a diverse set of foliage right now that is doing different things at this time of year, because it is summertime and we're at the end. Some flowers have stopped flowering. Some flowers are getting ready to flower. Some crops are coming out of the ground. Some crops are not yet ripe yet. It's an interesting time to have some stuff in the ground.
Well, any time of year is interesting. Each season has its ups and downs, all right? This time of year, you're going to start to see some of your perennials quit growing. They're getting ready for fall. Remember, we've talked before, in the spring and the summer, the plants are growing from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
As you get into fall, they're growing from the bottom down.
Exactly.
All right. Remember, we talked a few months ago about the rising sun redbud.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you bought that, you may be wondering if it hasn't started already. It will soon. That beautiful foliage colors that you get are stopping. That's because the foliage colors come from new growth.
Okay.
And new growth is starting to stop this time of year.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with your plant.
Yep.
All right. Don't think, what did she tell me to buy?
Right? Yes.
But it's just because of the change of the seasons.
Right.
All right. We're all familiar with the leaves turning, but in this case, the leaves will quit turning.
Right. Yes.
Right?
So when you see that, don't freak out. It's just your plant getting ready
It's just what it is.
Getting ready for its long winter's nap.
Absolutely.
Yep, so
if you're gardens need some time to freshen up. You may see some things that are kind of taking a beating from the heat and such. You can either cut some stuff back and rejuvenate it, or you can pull some out and put some fall perennials in.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, we all do the mums and all that kind of thing, or you can decorate with gourds and pumpkins and those kind of things for a different variety of things. But time for rejuvenation in your garden. It's not quite early enough, or it's not quite time yet to go start dividing your plants and moving them around.
Okay.
And I have been holding myself back, right? Because there's things, you know, you look at things and they say, oh, this has gotten a little too out of hand, or this isn't doing good here. It probably needs a little this or that. Maybe it needs more sun, maybe less sun. I had a pot that I moved. I had cut down a tree near my pergola. It was a big old black walnut, and it was on its way out. It was starting to drop too many branches, and I was afraid it was going to drop on the pergola. So we cut it down, but I always under my pergola, I have pots, and the plants are performing differently. I had a pot of geraniums, and they were getting all morning sun and then dappled sun in the afternoon, and they like a little more shade than that down here. Us from up north keep them in the full sun, but you can't do that here.
Well, a little temperature climb. Difference.
It's definitely. We're zone or two zones, depending where you're from.
Yep.
And all I did is move the pot, which faces east, behind one of the posts on the pergola. Mm-hmm. And that was enough to make a change and make the plant say, okay, I'm okay now.
Yep.
So sometimes it doesn't take a lot to make it make it work. So pay attention to what's going on. And if something's too exuberant, then you make a decision. Mm-hmm. Do I just pull some out and give the rest away? Or do I pull it all out and put something else there?
Right.
Or move it to someplace else where the exuberance is an asset?
Yep. There's a lot of different options available, and I know that right now people are also starting to do all sorts of canning and getting all their products up for this year. That creates a whole different set of problems out there in the garden, as you've got fruits and stuff that are coming off, and some plants are ready for this, and some plants are ready for that, and other plants aren't ready to go yet.
Well, timing's everything, all right? I always make tomato sauce, and my tomatoes aren't as fast as I need them right now.
You and me both. I'm
okay.
A yes.
Right.
I'm just happy that we're down to more than $100 per tomato invested in them at this point.
Well, I don't have that much invested.
Well, at one point, we had two tomatoes off, and I'd had about $200 to try to get my wife's tomatoes in the ground this year.
Oh, my word.
And, well, there were issues.
Started
out with a raised bed. We didn't go with a raised bed. We're doing successfully right now with them. But, yes, it's tomatoes are way behind this year. Chilies are also way behind this year. I said cherries. I have no idea where that came from. Chilies are also behind this year. Peppers in general are.
Well, we had so much wet weather in the beginning, and they don't like that wet weather.
No.
They like the hot weather, and I think we got this hot and dry. And your tomatoes can keep going. If they need a little fertilizer, do it. But make sure you're not doing a fertilizer with too much nitrogen, because nitrogen promotes leaf growth and not fruit production.
Yep.
All right? But with the warm weather, we look like we're going to have decently warm weather for at least another month from the long-range forecast. So there's no reason to think you shouldn't still pay attention to them.
Right, and you still might see that spare tomato or pepper pop up there here now and then. If you still got flowers on your plants, you might see one develop.
Oh, absolutely. You will. Definitely. You'll still get production out of them for at least another month, maybe longer.
Exactly. All right? So, don't go freaking out yet just because you've made all your batch of your favorite recipe, whatever it is, whether it's tomato sauce that you like to make. I know a lot of people do the salsas and different things with that. I'm getting ready to go into the barbecue sauce business with some of my dried tomatoes and chilies.
Well, somebody just bought me a jar of barbecue sauce with blueberries in it, and I'm just itching to try it.
Now, you say that. I've actually had that one time before.
Did you?
And I'm trying to remember. It was not a powdered sauce. It was a wet sauce that had blueberry in it. And if you like the sweet and sour taste to your meats, fantastic combination. Now, I found that I preferred the blueberry with pork than with beef. But I loved the blueberry seasoning.
Well, they're claiming that the chicken is the best, and that's you're making a face there. You're not agreeing with that. I can see that.
Yeah, I've had it with the chicken, and I don't want to say that it was the sauce that was the issue. There may have been some seasoning problems that had gone on with the chicken before that. So I don't want to hold the chicken responsible for a single bad experience. I made the face because I had a very distinct memory. And the blueberry in the sauce is fantastic. I highly recommend that. Make sure you know what you're putting it on, though.
Okay.
So we've got to take this quick little break right now. I'm supposed to tell you that you're listening to The Morning Show, brought to you in part by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Stop on by the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download that Baxter Regional Care Urgent Care app. You will have a doctor in your pocket wherever you go. We're going to take the final break of the morning. Seal and I will be back to wrap things up here in just a couple of moments. And we are back, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. I've got Seal Gusecki, Master Gardeners, here in the studio with us, and unfortunately, not as much time as we normally have to spend with her, but I'm hoping you've got a plant of the month for us.
Oh, I do. I'm going to talk about dahlias today.
All right.
Dahlias are a tuber, which is just a fleshy root. You cannot keep it in the ground all winter. Let's start there.
Yep.
Okay. You're supposed to dig them up and put them inside Papin vermiculite. Seal cheats, all right?
Okay.
I have them in pots because I get the larger ones, and we'll talk about size and such in a minute. But I literally keep them in the pots, just cut them down at the end of the season once the cold weather has started to compromise them. And I put them in my garage, and I don't do a thing to them. I don't water them. I may look at them once in a while, but I really don't touch them all winter. And in the spring, when I start to see the sprouts coming up, I take them outside, give them just a little bit of water to get them started. You don't need to be worrying about them needing a lot in the beginning.
Okay.
They're a plant that's really kind of diverse. They're sizes that are just little mounds that are probably 8-10 inches tall to plants that go 4 or 5 feet tall. Flowers range from the size of a half a dollar all the way up to what they call dinner size.
Yes.
And some are bicolored, some are solid. There's just a lot of variety there.
Oh, yeah, beautiful flower too.
All right. Yes, they are. If you're getting anything of size when you first plant them or when they first start to come up in the spring, you need to put your stakes in because you'll need to hold them up.
Okay.
They're going to be a little top heavy, and they'll break if you don't stake them.
Okay.
All right? So do that in the spring so you're not worried about getting between the wrong things and breaking something off.
Right.
It's just a good way to be, and you can tie them when you need to whenever the need occurs.
Okay.
Yep. They don't like really the heat. I have one that's in front of my my home, and it gets a little too hot there, so I kind of fight it. But if I stick it under my pergola, which is dappled sunlight, depending on the time of day, they tend to do much better there.
Okay.
All right. I find in the summer that I have to water them pretty generously, but that's kind of contraintuitive because they're a plant that doesn't like to be wet.
Okay.
All right, so you kind of find a balance there, but it's worth the reward, okay?
Yep.
So definitely, you can put them in the ground. If you put them in the ground, if you don't dig them up, they're going to be an annual because they will rot over the winter.
Gotcha.
And there's nothing wrong with treating them as an annual. You don't need to, but I drag the pots in anyway because they're good clay pots, and I don't trust the frost, okay? I paid too much to leave them outside. So we do that.
Yep.
All right. You're going to want to keep them free from competition from other plants.
Okay.
The ones I keep in the pots, I tend to find that the bottom leaves tend to wilt off. So I do try to put a little something around them.
Right.
They tend to overpower anything that doesn't have some substantial size when you buy it, though.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to want to buy something with some size to put it in.
Right.
All right, you don't want the plant in the six-pack. You want the one in the 4.5-inch pot.
Exactly, all right, yes.
To give you some perspective, okay? Good drainage, support them, fertilize them. I just fertilized mine about a month ago, and oh my goodness gracious, did it give them a shot in the arm.
Okay, that's a good thing. Yep.
All right, so you're going to want to do that.
Yep.
So my hearty recommendation is something I grew up north for years. It's a little bit different down here because the heat is they're a little more sensitive to the heat, but not to the point where they're a problem.
Gotcha. Okay? So, and it's a beautiful plant. A little bit of work is going to give you a beautiful return.
Absolutely, and the dinner plates are size flowers are so impressive.
You said dahlia, and right off the bat, that's the image I immediately had in my head was a dinner-sized flower, and it's a gorgeous bloom when it does come up. So,
well, the little baby ones are also good, though. I mean,
I'm not denigrating them at all.
Okay.
I just the dahlia-sized flowers. I've always loved those huge blooming flowers, and I don't know why. It's some people like the little marigolds, some people like different sized flowers for different reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just depends on who you are. I've always loved that plate-sized dahlia flower.
Yeah, and well, the small ones, they also have some with red leaves that you can get that have white or yellow flowers, and that's kind of impressive because the foliage is also something you can work with, and you don't have to stake those.
Right.
And they're a nice mounding plant, so it's a nice feature. That's something that you probably wouldn't put in the pot, that you'd put in your garden.
Okay.
But I've put it in the garden and just spaced them till they grew into each other, and they're quite attractive.
We've got just over a minute left. What kind of a time investment are we looking at when you put a dahlia in the ground? Is it something that's going to consume a lot more time than the regular stuff, or is it going to be just a regular part of our maintenance.
Oh, just a regular part of your maintenance. It's no big deal.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And size is very important. Clay pots, putting them in the ground. It's very important to pick the right size plant for the right place. We've talked about that in the past. But with these plants especially, you really want to make sure that you do have the adequate location for them to make sure they can reach your optimum performance.
Absolutely. And you're also going to want to have a good size pot.
Yes.
All right. The bigger the pot with some of these things, the better.
Right.
If you're getting one of the larger plants, mm-hmm. you want a pot to scale.
Gotcha. Okay. Is there a good rule for a pot size for plants just in general?
You know, that's a difficult question, but in our environment with the heat mm-hmm. in the summertime, the smaller the pot, the more often you're going to have to water it.
Gotcha.
Because it can't hold it. It's going to dry out faster.
Yep.
So for me, the bigger the pot you can afford,
the better off you are. That's right. Just a matter of getting it all where you want it to be. So.
Yes.
Seal, believe it or not, unfortunately, we have run out of time for this morning. I know there's still a couple more pages of notes that we've got over there, but that's got to wrap things up for us here today.
Not a problem. We appreciate you having us on. Well, everybody, good luck and have a good day.
I want to thank you for coming into the studio. It's so much fun. Do miss having Tommy in here. We'll see if we can drag him in here. I've been keeping up with his photos just a little bit, and he's always out there taking some great shots. So we'll check on him, see if he'll be back with us here next month. That being said, well, that's going to wrap up this edition of The Morning Show. I want to thank all of you out there on the other side for tuning in here this morning. I am headed out here to do some work behind the scenes. Still a lot of stuff to take care of, but I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.